there, and a warm welcome to Health Naturally with me, Tash Kinsale. Thank you for joining me this evening. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be exploring the topics of diet and nutrition. We're going to be looking at the foods that we're eating and also looking at the vitamins and minerals that these foods contain. Later on, we're going to be looking at healthy homes, so what we use in our kitchens and what we use in our bathrooms and what we use as personal care products, being safe for us as well as safe for the environment. We'll also spend some time looking at mother and child, so from pregnancy through to birth and beyond. For today's show, however, we're going to be looking at deep roots from our psychological perspective. So we're going to be looking at our foundations. Are our foundations strong that we are able to go into life in a positive and centered way? I'm then going to introduce you to the concept of diet and nutrition and a very short excerpt that I've got written down. Then later on, we're going to be looking at what is really current in health news. And at the moment, ginger and feverfew is seeming to be the hot remedy for migraines. In an interesting article I read, aging isn't just a natural running down of the body. Scientists have discovered it's probably an active biological mechanism that can be treated. Sticking to red wine for your resveratrol is going to be good for your heart, and olive oil may prevent a stroke. Lastly, I'm going to introduce you to the concept of meditation and relaxation, and this is just gently going to ease you into the evening. Remember, if you'd like to make some notes, please do get a pen and paper handy right now, and I would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions, queries or comments, please do get in touch.
Contact us here at Radio Way. Call 01932 87 44 33. Email studio@radioway.co.uk. Press call Radio Way on your Hospicom unit or visit our website www.radioway.co.uk.
You're with Tash Kinsale on Hospital Radio Way. In our thought for the day, positive psychology, I'm going to read you this beautiful extract, and it's called Deep Roots. It was a bad day. Nothing was going right. My boss came to my desk, dropped a stack of papers and said, "It's not your best work, do it again." 3 months of work down the tubes. That was it. I just wanted to quit. Why was I busting my bottom at this thankless job? I'm not married. I don't have my own family. I don't even have my own apartment to live in. I deserve so much better. I glanced out the window and realized I wasn't the only one having a bad day. Traffic was backed up and the relentless drought forced the one lush landscape into a pale, dying brown. There was nothing good about today. I had to do something. I picked up my phone and called home. Mum answered with her usual, "Hello." She always says it in such a way that makes you believe everything is fine. I told her I'd like to come home for dinner because I had some things I needed to talk about. She was thrilled that I was coming home. She always is. I set out for home. I was bored with the radio, bored with the scenery, bored with my life. The landscape was dying and my career was dying. In many ways, I believed I was dying. I decided to tell my family that I was dropping out of corporate life. I was going to quit my job and move home. Maybe I'd go back to school. Maybe I'd get a part-time job. Whatever I did would be better than today. I rounded the corner of my old residence and saw how green Mom's azaleas were standing tall in the garden, regardless of the withering life. But then I really wasn't surprised that they were green. Mum always takes such good care of people and things in her life. Being home was where I needed to be. Things thrive at home, I thought. Mum ran out to meet me. It was this, she hadn't seen me for years. She was always so happy. We almost made it to the house when Mrs. Lolly, the neighbour, called over the hedge. "I thought you didn't have time for these neighbourly chats anymore," I smiled to the neighbour. But nonetheless, she asked Mum, "How are you and how are your azaleas so green?" "Mine are dying and there doesn't seem to be anything I can do." Mum put her arm around my waist and said, "I raise these azaleas like I raise my children. I knew I may not always be there to take care of them, so I didn't pamper them too much. They had to grow deep roots to survive. And they can take care of themselves. We laughed, but my laugh was as dead as the grass. Just as we were out of earshot, Mum asked, "What are these things you have to work out?" I thought for a moment and looked her in the eye and said, "Today was a bad day, but I know what I have to do." She winked and said, "Then let's go in the house. Your supper's getting cold." Now, isn't that interesting? Deep roots. And that's so profound, because with deep roots and a sense of self and a sense of purpose, we can create and we can achieve anything we want to. And now some time for quiet reflection. Listening to Health Naturally on Radio Way. In our next section, Balancing Your Diet, we're going to look at the different food groups and what's contained within them. A quick example here. An athlete who burns up a lot of calories and the pensioner who's enjoying a leisurely retirement are poles apart in their energy requirements, but both need a balanced intake of nutrients to remain healthy. The three main rules that should govern what we eat are that food should nourish, it should help to safeguard against health issues, and when necessary, play a role in fighting ailments or disease. It should also look and taste good. There's no point in eating something if it doesn't look nice. There are no good or bad foods per se, only good or bad diets with good or bad choices. If, for example, you've eaten only fruit and salad all day, a burger with all its trimmings or a large helping of fish and chips may be just exactly what your body needs. All the foods that contain different levels of nutrients are essential in our diet, but no single food can provide all of the vitamins and the minerals that our body needs in the right amount. To maintain health and good function, our bodies need 13 vitamins and 16 minerals, as well as fats, carbohydrates, and protein. And our bodies need varying amounts of phytochemicals, and these are the plant chemicals such as flavonoids and carotenoids, and of course, plenty of water. By eating a variety of food in sensible proportions, we obtain the recommended levels of all the key nutrients. Now, health authorities in both Britain and the United States have drawn up guidelines for healthy eating, and these classify food in groups. Now, remember, the groups are important in determining how you make up your meals. In one of the first groups, we look at things like your breads, your cereals, such as rice and potatoes, and these form part of your complex carbohydrates. Meat, fish, and alternatives such as nuts and pulses form part of your protein group. You have milk and dairy produce, and of course, lastly, you've got your fatty and your sugary foods, which also form part of the simple carbohydrates. What I want to do now is actually look at what these food groups contain that will then give you an idea of what is in them, why they're good for you, and what you can do to maximize the benefits of these particular foods. The first of the macronutrients that I really want to talk about this evening is fat. There are two basic kinds of fat. There's the saturated, which is the hard fat, and the unsaturated fat. It is neither essential to eat saturated fat or ideal to eat too much. The main sources are meat and dairy products, and there are also two kinds of unsaturated fats. You've got your monounsaturated fats, of which olive oil is a rich source, and your polyunsaturated fat, which is found in your nuts and seeds, and of course your fish. Now, certain polyunsaturated fats are called linoleic and linolenic acid, or omega-6 and omega-3, respectively. And these are vital for the brain, for the nervous system, for your immune system, your cardiovascular system, and your skin. Now, a common sign of deficiency here is that your skin is dry and quite sore. The optimum diet provides a balance of these essential fats, and you can get them from things like pumpkin and flax seeds, which are rich in your linolenic acid, which is your omega-3, while sesame and sunflower seeds are rich in your linoleic acid, which is your omega-6. Linolenic acid is also converted in the body to DHA and EPA, which are also found in mackerel, herring, salmon, and tuna. These essential fats are very easily destroyed by heating or by exposure to oxygen. Processed foods also contain the hardened or hydrogenated polyunsaturated fats, and these are worse for you than saturated fats and are best avoided. So in order to get your fats per day, the best thing to do really is to have 1 tablespoon of cold pressed seed oil, such as your sesame, your sunflower, your pumpkin, or your flax, which you can add to your salads or even your vegetables if you like, or you can eat a ground tablespoon of your seeds. That's absolutely fine. The thing to avoid here is fried foods and or burnt browned foods, because that is going to contain, you know, dangerous chemicals which aren't good for you. If you're going to fry foods, then use coconut oil. Coconut oil can tolerate the high temperatures, doesn't denature, and it tastes good. It's very aromatic, so it actually adds flavor and benefit to your food. The next micronutrient I want to introduce you to is protein. Now, protein is very important because it's your bodybuilder. Now, the 25 amino acids, which form from different proteins, are the building blocks of your body. As well as being vital for growth and repair of the body, they're also used to make hormones, enzymes, antibodies, and neurotransmitters, and also help transport substances around your body. Both the quality of the protein that you eat, which is determined by the balance of these amino acids, and the quantity you eat are important. Assuming a good quality protein is around 10% of your calorific intake per day, it should be around 35 grams of protein that you're looking at to take in daily for adults, unless you're pregnant or recovering from surgery or undertaking a large amount of exercise or heavy manual work, in which case you'll need slightly more. The best quality protein foods in terms of amino acid balance include things like eggs, quinoa, soya, meat, fish, beans, and lentils. Now remember as well, folks, animal protein sources tend to contain a lot of undesirable saturated fat, so either cut that off or grill your meat. The vegetable protein sources tend to contain additional beneficial complex carbohydrates as well, and are less acid forming than the meat. So it's best to limit meat to 3 meals a week. It's difficult not to take in enough protein with any diet that includes 3 meals a day, so you'll be covered. Many vegetables, especially the seed foods like runner beans, peas, corn, or broccoli, contain good levels of protein as well, and again help neutralize excess acidity, which can lead to things like mineral loss, such as calcium, which makes us at a higher risk of osteoporosis. Now, where you're going to get your serving of protein, if you can include, say, 2 daily servings of beans, lentils, quinoa, tofu, which is your fermented soya, or your seed vegetables such as peas, broad beans, and so on, that will be a good source of protein. Also remember, 3-4 times a week, you can have cheese, eggs, fish, and meat. Just remember to keep the balance right. The most important thing to remember as well, folks, don't go crazy on the protein, because too much protein is also bad for you. It does make you acidic if you're having the animal sources, and can increase things like your ketones and result in something called ketosis, something that was a very big side effect of people following the Atkins diet. So be aware of making sure that you get the balance right. And I want to introduce you to the energy source of the body, and that is your carbohydrates. So the main fuel for the body, carbohydrates, comes from 2 forms. Your fast releasing, as in sugar, honey, malt, sweets, and most refined foods, and slow releasing, as in whole grains, vegetables, and fresh foods. The latter food contains more complex carbohydrates and far more fiber, of which will help slow down its release and the sugar. The fast-releasing carbohydrates tend to give a sudden burst of energy, followed by a slump, while slow-releasing carbohydrates produce a more sustained energy and are therefore preferable, and you'll find that you feel fuller for longer. So refined foods like sugar, white flour also lack vitamins and minerals that are needed for the body to use them properly and should best be avoided really. The perpetual use of fast-releasing carbohydrates can give rise to complex symptoms and health problems. Some fruits like bananas, dates, raisins contain fast-releasing sugars and are best kept to a minimum by people with glucose-related health problems, so things like diabetes or insulin resistance. You're better with the slow-releasing carbohydrates, things like fresh fruits, vegetables and pulses, as well as whole grains. And you should make that about up to two-thirds of what you eat, or around 70% of your total calorific daily intake. Every day you can aim to eat three or more servings of dark green leafy vegetables, such as watercress, carrots, sweet potatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, spinach, green beans, or peppers. And these could be raw or lightly cooked. You could also aim for three or more servings of fresh fruits, such as apples, pears, bananas, berries, melon, or citrus. Again, looking at servings of whole grains, such as rice, millet, rye, oats, whole wheat, corn, quinoa, as well as your cereals, breads, and pasta will also keep you healthy. The thing to avoid, really, is the forms of sugar foods and added sugar, anything that's white and refined, because that really is going to play havoc with your blood sugar level and has ultimate negative effects on your health. Another important component of the diet, which you're going to get possibly in some of your carbohydrates, is going to be fiber. Now, fiber is something that we don't always think about because we just assume it's there. But it's important that we are conscious of actually including this in our daily diet. Now, give you an example here. Rural Africans eat around 55 grams of dietary fiber a day compared to the UK average intake of around 22 grams and have the lowest incidence of bowel diseases, such as appendicitis, diverticulitis, colitis, and bowel cancer. The ideal intake is not less than 35 grams a day, so we really need to aim to be taking more fiber. And it's easy to take in this amount of fiber because it absorbs water in the digestive tract, it makes food contents bulkier and therefore easier to pass through the body. And by eating whole grains, your vegetables, your fruit, nuts, seeds, lentils, and beans on a daily basis, you will automatically increase your fiber intake. Fruit and vegetable fibers also help slow the absorption of sugar into your bloodstream and therefore are very good for maintaining energy. They're also very good for people suffering from diabetes or insulin resistance. Your cereal fiber in particular is very good at preventing constipation and putrefaction, in other words, giving you gas, so it stops that from happening. And ultimately is able to help resolve quite a lot of your gastrointestinal issues. Refined diets are oriented towards meats, eggs and fish and dairy products and will undoubtedly lack fiber, so you need to make sure that you're including fiber every day in what you're eating. As I said with the previous section, carbohydrates, they're going to contain fibers. Now what you need to be looking at is your whole grains, your lentils, your beans, your nuts, fresh fruit and vegetables. Remember to avoid anything that's refined or white or overcooked. If you're going to have them, that's fine, but have them in little amounts. But you must remember you do need that fiber to keep everything moving and to keeping your bowel healthy. The last thing I just want to mention here briefly is water. Now, why is water important? Well, water is important because two-thirds of the body, if not more, consists of water, which is therefore the most important nutrient. And your body loses around 1.5 liters of water a day through your skin, through perspiration, through your lungs in breathing, through the gut and via the kidneys as urine, and ensuring that the toxic substances are eliminated from your body. So it really is keeping your body clean. We also make about a third of a liter of water a day when we burn glucose. So therefore, our minimum water intake from food and drink needs to be more than 1 liter a day, ideally around 2 liters. Fruit and vegetables consist of about 90% water. They can supply it in a form that is very easy for the body to use, at the same time as providing you with a good percentage of vitamins and minerals. 4 pieces of fruit or 4 servings of vegetables amounting to around 1.1 kilos of these foods can actually provide you with 1 liter a day. However, you can obviously drink the water. You can drink water, you can drink your herbal teas, decaffeinated coffee, but try to stick to water for hydration because it is the purest form. Now, if you're aiming to drink around 1 liter of water a day, try and supplement that with your teas and your coffees. Also, try and reduce the amount of alcohol that you're drinking and caffeinated drinks, because believe it or not, caffeine is very dehydrating. So ensure that you stay hydrated, because that will ensure that you remain healthy and well, and you are eliminating those very nasty toxins that can make you sick. Community News.
Radio Way. A late night recipe. Slice some chips and put in the deep fat fryer. Fall asleep in front of the late film.
Wake up. Leave pan on hob and don't attempt to move it. Do not pour water onto oil. Turn hob off if possible and get out of the house. Stay out and call 999. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
You're with Tash Vincel on Health Naturally, and in our health news tonight, homeopathic ginger and feverfew remedy eases migraine. Aging isn't just a natural running down of the body. Scientists have discovered that there might be a protein responsible. Sticking to red wine for your resveratrol. And lastly, olive oil may prevent a stroke. In our first story, it's very exciting that a preliminary study has found that sufferers may benefit from taking a homeopathic preparation of ginger and feverfew together once they experience a migraine. Researchers gave respondents a preparation of this compound to self-medicate with when they had a migraine, and respondents stated that they felt that within 2 hours they had pain relief and they were pain-free as compared with a control group. Aging isn't just about running down. Our scientists have actually found that there is a protein that is linked to the aging process called LMNA, and this appears to initiate and indeed control the process. Now, this research has been undertaken at the National Institute of Health in the US, and results were published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, and has led scientists to believe that if they get to know this protein and understand how it works, they may be able to work to have an effect against the aging process. And I can tell you, we are all eagerly awaiting the results of that one. Now, I've spoken to you about resveratrol in the past, and resveratrol has been clinically trialed, and there's been a lot of studies with animal studies. There are some studies in humans where it looks at the effects of resveratrol in prevention of your certain types of cancers, coronary heart disease, and diabetes. And although there isn't enough research yet, what has been found is that having a glass of red wine will contain resveratrol, and that in itself is good for your heart and for reducing cancers. And in the last story this evening, olive oil may prevent a stroke. A recent article in the Journal of Neurology has indicated that consuming olive oil might actually prevent strokes in older patients. The research from the University of Bordeaux and the National Institute of Health and Medical Research made a study and found positive results with people who had had high quantities of olive oil in their diet as compared to those of the control who did not. So very interesting. So in our talk earlier, we spoke about the different types of proteins and the different types of fats and carbohydrates, and oil was in one of those fats. So again, oil is important because it keeps you healthy, it keeps you well, but obviously it's the quality of oil that you have. Right. After the break, I'm going to take you into a lovely meditation, which is very calming and very peaceful, and will set you up for a really good week. So I hope you'll enjoy. Thank you. And now it's time for us just to unwind and to relax in this new segment of meditation. What I would like you to do right now is just close your eyes and just focus on your breathing. Breathe deeply in and out. Allow your mind to roam. Doesn't matter what you're thinking. That's okay. The only thing you need to do right now is focus on your breath. Breathing gently in and out. And just feel the air as it enters your body. Feel how it expands in your lungs, and as you breathe out, just feel any tension, feel any negativity just leave as you exhale. This breathing feels good. This breathing is making your body relax. And you can feel your body getting heavy as it is gently nestling into whatever surface you are resting on. Just enjoy that feeling. Allow your body to let go. Feel the peace and feel the quiet of this moment where all you need to do is focus on your breathing. Focus on your body healing and getting strong. And the easiest way to do that is to be peaceful, to be calm. And by using the breath, you can achieve that sense of peace and that sense of calm in a way that you are in control of your mind, where you observe what is going on in your thoughts in this very sacred space, but your mind does not control you. And the easiest way to get to this space is just through breathing very deeply and very slowly. Allowing your mind to roam. Don't worry about outside noises, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is focus on your breath. Your body will do the rest. Your mind will calm. And with any stress or tension, you will notice that with this breathing, your body becomes light. Your mind feels free. And you have the ability to just let go. And with this breathing, you can just calm and get to a state of peace very easily just by using the breath. So whenever you feel you need to relax and calm, all you need to do is breathe. Breathe deeply, think gentle thoughts, focus on how good it feels to feel calm, relaxed and peaceful. As you lie in your bed or sit in your chair, remember whenever you are stressed or tired, just breathe. Go to that place of sanctuary. And you will feel peace. Your body will be calm, and you will be able to achieve a sense of peace that'll help you stay focused in the days to come. Very slowly, with your breathing, come back to the here and now, Keep in your breath, and when you awaken, you will be happy, you will be positive, you will feel good. Well, now that you've come back gently to the here and now, that concludes the first episode of this new series. I really hope you enjoyed that. That's all we have time for this evening, folks, but please remember to join me next week when we'll be talking about vitamins, what they are, where to find them, and what their benefits are. Remember, if you have any questions or queries or comments, or something affected you this evening in some way, get in touch. I look forward to hearing from you. This is Tash Van Sale on Health Naturally. Until next time, goodbye.
Been listening to this week's edition of Health Naturally, presented by Tash Van Sale here on Radio Way.